If chaos was a radio show, you're listening to it. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. I got this DM from Michaela. She goes, "Hey, John, I listened to your show. I was wondering if you guys are participating in the Melanie meet and greet radio things she's been doing. I have tickets already for the show on Monday. I'd love to meet her. I've been a fan since 2015, and I've seen her 5 times. Peyton, what's the deal with the Melanie Martinez contest?
Yeah, so we're giving away a pair of tickets for you to go to Melanie Martinez's show on next Monday, the 12th, and you get a chance to meet her. So it'll actually be a pretty fun little thing.
So you got to go to social media, check it all out.
Go to Kiss FM Phoenix, and you can find the collabed post, and it'll be right there.
So this morning, I walk in the studio. Rich and I hanging out before the show, talking, and Rich is on Reddit, and he brought up something that was on Reddit that seemed really, really interesting, and I thought it'd be fun to get into. What is it, Rich?
It's the thing that's been popping up on Reddit where people talk about the weird flexes they have that they're kind of proud of. Like, it's not a big, big deal, but just a little thing that you're kind of proud of. And the one that made me laugh out loud was the one that said, "I've used 3 different chapsticks till the end without losing them." That's a weird flex that you should be kind of proud of.
It is tough to do that.
I have one. When you use a pen, I've used a pen before and used all of the ink in the pen.
Oh,
that's
that never
so
happened.
Satisfying.
That never happened.
Yeah.
I usually break the tip of the pen before it runs out of ink.
Okay.
Or this one, "I once was bitten by a zebra." That's a weird flex that you should be proud of. And I think a good start to a bar conversation,
totally.
Too.
Totally.
Been bitten by, or I can clench my butt cheeks and crack my back. That's a weird flex you should be proud of.
It's a talent, okay. Yeah.
877-937-1047. What's your weird flex that you're proud of? Richard, what do you got?
Yes. I have a dad bod, and I can bend over and touch my toes and put my palms on the floor, and the guys at work are jealous of me.
It's like some major flexibility right there.
That's great.
That's happened in the kitchen at your work a lot? Hey, man, do it. Do the thing where you bend over and touch your toes.
Yeah, well, we have to do a stretching routine before we go out in the field every day. We work for Cochise County. And the first time I started doing it, the guys came in and said, "How in the heck did you do that?" And we're talking about skinny guys. And they can't even touch their toes. They barely touch their ankles. So they just have it. They still have abused. I can do that every day.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for listening, man. And congratulations on your flexibility. I feel like that's a Kyle flex, too.
Oh, yeah. Kyle's got all kinds of
flex. She's so flexible.
Like, a good flex for Kyle is she can throw keys with her feet. I've seen
it. Yeah, like, that is one.
With accuracy.
877-937-1047. What is your unusual flex that you're very proud of? My unusual flex is that I do everything I can, and I almost always beat GPS. Always.
Oh,
I
really?
Always put in GPS to go somewhere, and I do everything I can to beat it, and I almost always do. I drove home from Pine Top on last Sunday. I beat GPS by 19 minutes.
That's wow. Strong, brother.
I know.
Big
I know.
Margin.
I know. I don't understand how GPS works sometimes. Like, I'm almost like talked to, like, how do you not know about the shortcut? Like, I'm talking to the stupid freaking machine.
Was it one of those things where, like, it was traffic hour, but you had carpool, so you were able to skip all the traffic? Do you remember?
Are you asking me if that's what I do?
Yeah, like, how
did you
beat it that quick? I would
I make turns here where there's no turn, and it doesn't tell you, like, you know, going through the reservation or something. They don't know about certain things.
So it's not like you're just following the route and you end up there 19 minutes before.
No, I go a different route.
You're like, GPS, you don't know how to turn on Sweetwater.
I always put on my GPS to wherever I'm going, and then I don't follow it. I'm like, this is my town.
So
I know my way around this town because of that. That's
like
my play. And then I always tell, whenever I pass away and my kids are up doing my eulogy, and this is my brain because of Succession, they're going to be like, my dad could beat GPS no matter what. That's what. My wife, I told her she was going somewhere. I can't remember where she was going. And I said, turn here, turn here, turn here. And she got here fast. And I was like, it's good to beat GPS, isn't it? And she's like, and I was like, come on, man, gloat a little bit.
Yeah, you need to care more.
Yeah, to me, it's tremendous.
It is satisfying.
All right, so we'll do a quick round. 877-937-1047. What is your unusual flex that you're proud of? 877-937-1047. When Peyton posted up on Facebook, Cameron says, "I can gleek on command." You know what gleeking is?
Yes, and it's like the little spit underneath your tongue.
I've tried to do that. Sometimes it happens by accident.
Yes, and it doesn't stop.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, Dave, used to do it on command like
so
that.
Gross.
It's so cool.
It's gross.
It's so cool.
Rebecca, I don't have blood flowing to one-fourth of my brain, including my entire speech center, yet I'm the one of the chattiest people you'll ever meet.
Crazy.
Crystal says, I made out with a celebrity. Dying to know who she's talking about. Crystal Lynn, call us. What celebrity did you make out with? Stephanie says, I've never had a traffic ticket, never broken a bone, and never ever had chicken pox. I've done all those.
Those are great flexes.
877-937-1047. This is a great flex. Amy says, paying for dinner when we go out with my parents.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Huge.
That's good. Speaking of that flex, I feel like if I'm with a friend and they've never been to a restaurant, I can perfectly pick the menu item that they will dig. That's my flex. Like, you're going to like the chicken.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Aurelia says, I can swim a mile without stopping. That's a good flex.
Well, that's real good.
I have a flex where I think I know this town so well that if you tell me where you are, I know, like, if you say, I'm in this part of town, I know exactly what's going on in
like
the corner.
Like the landmarks?
The Circle K or the Fries or the Paco's Tacos, whatever. That's how well I know this town. Taylor, tell us about a flex you have.
Good morning, John Jay.
Yeah.
We have the same flex, except it is, rather than your ETA, TTB, time to beat.
Time to beat? Well, okay, so wait.
Yeah.
I feel like yours is, you're involving speeding then. Right.
I think John Jay's had some issues with that.
I only have issues speeding with radar. A cop's never pulled me over.
Oh,
not in 10 years because I'm not a speeder. I don't drive fast. But when I'm driving on Lincoln, that road is jacked up. But
well, I use the only road he speeds for everything. Up. So I look at it and TTV.
Time to beat. Okay, that's dangerous. All right, thanks, Taylor.
It's still a flex.
Bye, guys.
It is a flex.
Illegal.
It's like no matter where I am, I hit home on the GPS. And I see the direction that it takes me, and I'm like, I'm going another way. I can beat it.
Now, is it Waze or is it Google? Which one do you beat the most consistently?
I beat both of them, but I stopped using Waze when I was seeing my son in Hawaii because Waze, like you're driving Waze in Hawaii, and all of a sudden the road's gone.
Right. See,
that's why I think
the
lady.
Yes.
I brought that up like months ago, right? And since then, two women have driven into the ocean because of their Waze app.
Sure, there, but here, I think that's the one to beat because that'll reroute you if there's accidents and stuff. So if you truly use Waze, to me, that's the gold standard of the one that you beat. So if you beat Waze more consistently, then I'm okay.
The Apple Maps, too, though, if you have an iPhone, I feel like has incorporated the things that the Waze app has, right?
I think you're right.
It says there's an accident here, or it says, like, and it gives you an option to say if it's cleared or not. It tells you if there's a police radar or something. So that's basically what Waze is, right, Rich?
The Apple one, like you just said, that's the one that comes on your phone.
Yeah, that's
the
one
I use. That's what I use now all the time because what that does also says, FODAR radar detector up ahead.
Yes.
Right. I don't like that one predicts where I'm going all the time.
It knows.
How does it know?
Nick, you got a flex?
Yeah, do you guys know that I'm a member of a group that is only 10% of the population?
Tell us more.
I'm assuming, can I guess? Yeah. Is it your shirt company?
No.
That's actually a good guess.
No, I'm left-handed, so you guys have to automatically treat me differently.
Interesting.
That is a flex. Really okay,
do you golf?
I actually don't golf.
Oh, my son Jake is left-handed, and he loves to golf, and it's so hard to find left-handed golf stuff.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason why I don't golf, because when I was a kid and golfed, my dad complained because he had to find left-handed things specifically for me, and I couldn't share with my little brothers in that way.
Is that your trauma?
Yeah, now he's
why you gotta be left-handed, Nick? Go outside.
I'll teach you. You'll be dead in 15 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then he was.
Yikes.
Are you okay?
Oh, my gosh. We have fun
your
around here.
Flex is that you have a dark, dark sense of humor. That would be Grant's flex, too.
He cursed his father.
Oh, my gosh. I'm worried about you, Nick.
Yeah. Let's be nice to him. Get him some warm milk and a Twinkie.
I know that, Kyle, you were very much at one point into The Real Housewives, right?
Yes, at right. one point.
Which one? Or all of them?
I really enjoyed Real Housewives of New Jersey, Real Housewives of OC, dabbled a little bit in New York.
Beverly Hills,
yes.
So is this a big deal? Kathy Hilton is not going to be on the 13th season?
I haven't watched since she was on the last few seasons, but I would think, yeah, it's a big deal if you watch it.
She's not on it because she's too busy filming season 2 of Paris in Love. Paris Hilton's thing.
Oh.
I also saw that Louis Capaldi canceled all of his tour dates for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, poor guy.
I really got connected to this guy once he reposted Cow's Feet, and then I watched his documentary, and then I got to see his heart, and what a beautiful human being, and I feel so bad for him.
What's going on?
The tour has taken a really big toll on his mental health, and he said he needs to take a break, and he needs to just be Louis from Glasgow. Glasgow or whatever for a while. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just need to do normal things with my friends and spend time with my family. I haven't been home since like Christmas time. And he's like, I just need this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
If you get a chance to check out his documentary, it's amazing. It truly is.